Jim, thanks for joining us tonight. The answer to the question, those that picked Tony England, that is not a correct answer. We didn't have anybody pick Larry Basinger or Doug Wheelock. Those are also not the correct answer. So Owen K. Garrett, W5LFL, was the first astronaut to operate an amateur radio call sign from space in 1983, November-December of 1983, aboard the Space Shuttle Columbia on STS-9, Mission 9. So that was the answer for that poser question. So thanks a lot for raking your guesses here. We'll try and come up with some other ones as we go along, a few more than that. So for me, very busy week, very busy weekend. Spent Saturday outside putting up a fence back up. My neighbor's fence behind our shed fell down with some wind, or actually part of their fence fell down with wind a few years ago, and they never put it back up. And the one piece of fence that was behind my shed was leaning over basically into my shed almost. So the neighbors were gone over the weekend. It was a perfect time. I was able to basically knock theirs down and put it back up. So that's back up vertical, and everything's fine. I like that fence back there because behind my shed I store my wheelbarrows and a few other things, stuff for my wife's planting and other lawn equipment and that. So having the fence back up there basically hides all of that, so they don't see it, and so other people don't see it from the road or anything like that. So that's a good thing. For me, for fall, fall's my favorite season. Just always like fall, as everybody said, the smell, the cooler temperatures. I don't like the leaves falling. I'm down to one tree, so that makes it a lot better. Unlike DW, as a lot of them, I'm down to one tree in the front yard, so it's not quite so bad to pick up now. So that helps out quite a bit. Also, it's football season. I like to watch football, so that means football season's coming. I grew up playing music and that, marching bands in high school and college, so that means marching band time and those type thing with footballs and that. Well, that's the time. It's also the month of my birthday and the month of our wife and my anniversary, so that also is kind of plays into it, at least for the October. For me, over the weekend, like I said, I did some work outside, got a few chores done. Saturday, I also cleaned up the motorcycle. Wednesday, I'm headed out to Ohio, down by Cincinnati for 6 days on a motorcycle trip. I'm meeting a friend of mine. It's a motorcycle event called the Eagle Wings Group. Last year, I took a trip down to the Eagle Wings rally. Was down in Fort Smith, Arkansas, so I was down there last year for that. This year, it's a little closer, down in Sharonville, Ohio, north of Cincinnati. So I'll be leaving Wednesday, coming back late Sunday evening. So be kind of out of town at least for that event. So getting ready for that. Tomorrow I will get packed. Everything's ready to go on the bike. I just have to pack my clothes in the bag, strap it to the back seat, and cross my fingers for the weather on Wednesday. Last report is possibility of rain before 7 a.m. and after 2 p.m. Well, that would be fine. I need to leave about 9 a.m. to be able to make it down to Ohio by about 4 o'clock or so. And so hopefully the rain holds off, although I see that the southern part of Michigan, southeast part, is a level 2 threat level for severe storms. So I don't want to have to ride in that. I've been there, done that. I've rode through a tornado, basically a tornado warning before in Ohio. So I definitely don't want to be into that situation again. That's never any fun on a bike. So with that, this is Ron, KC8YVF, for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.